Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. We're going to dip back into the world of coaching today, which we love to do, and we have what is really best described as a coach's coach with us today. Donna Sajan is back with us. She was here last week for a week, for an hour, actually, talking about her life as a coach and what she specializes in, which is best described as the power of TED. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it or if you heard that broadcast. If you didn't, you're going to learn a lot about it today, and we're going to go into it in much more detail. Donna is based out in Seattle, Washington, where she and her business partner founded what they call the Center for the Empowerment Dynamic. And they continue to share the transformative work known as the Power of TED. I'm going to bring Donna on rather early in this broadcast and let her explain this because she's really a dynamic, knowledgeable coach, and it's just great to have her back. And Donna, welcome back. How are you today? How is everything in the Seattle area?
Well, thank you, Doug. Seattle's a gorgeous area, especially this time of year. It's fall, and that light, crisp air, it's gorgeous. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. So talk to me a little bit about the power of TED. First off, do me a favor. Before we get into that in detail, tell me a little bit about what brought you to the world of coaching to begin with. You've been doing this for a long time, I know. You were one of the early devotees of the world of coaching, weren't you? You started early.
Yes. I mean, relatively. About 25 years this upcoming year is my anniversary, and I've been a master certified coach, which is a designation within the professional coaching world, for a little more than 10 years now. You know, I started out in psychiatric nursing and mental health nursing, especially community mental health nursing, through my 20s. And I think that is telling in that I've always been interested in human development. I've been interested in, you know, what are the choices we make to create a life of, frankly, I'll say of choice, of really choosing what is best for us and being the best person we want to be, the best human being we want to be. And, you know, that is the beginning of, beginning of my professional life. And then I got very interested in public policy of what are the rules and what are the environments and that create healthy human beings. And especially as a young woman in the 80s, I ran for public office, spent several terms in the Oregon legislature, ran statewide. Wow. I was very involved in public policy. You know, and this will really show my age here, but in the 80s, when I first was elected, many states, including the state of Oregon, where I served, had laws that prevented women from getting a mortgage or a credit card on their own. They had to be signed by a husband, a father, a brother. You know, and so the environment of disempowerment was very much very real not that long ago. And so I started with, you know, that recognition of, how do we be our best selves? How do we choose? How do we empower ourselves? Well, it takes an environment of equality, of rules, of laws that help support that. Then gradually I ran my own business in a couple of different areas. And, in the year 2000, I discovered coaching. Quite literally was at a library and a book fell off, hit my foot, and it was about coaching, which I'd never heard of before. And, you know, that kind of synchronicity I've learned to pay attention to. And so within a couple of 3 months, I was in the Seattle area's coaching program, and it's been my primary identity and profession now for almost 25 years.
Well, what happened to your career as a nurse? As someone who's married to a nurse, that's kind of fascinating. You kind of left it.
Well, I did. I would say, though, that was foundational, especially my choice of mental health nursing. of getting into the world of our psychology. But that almost by itself defines where I was spending more time in what I would say the pathology, the illness, which is so important, especially now than ever. But I didn't feel it was a fit for me. I have found coaching, kind of the full continuum of human development, from psychological disorders to now coaching of how do we really imbue ourselves with our own self-choice, be able to self-observe, be able to understand our triggers, understand what sometimes pushes our buttons, and how do we learn to hold that and be a learner of those opportunities so that we can choose to grow and to become, the person we want to be. And so I think it's very linked, Doug, of where I started with mental health nursing and now kind of the end of my career, I guess you'd say, of really owning who I am as a coach.
Well, I know you love what you're doing right now. You told me that just before when we were on the air. I asked you if you love this. You absolutely, you're doing the right thing. So let's explore this world of coaching that you do. The power of TED is new to me. I don't think I've heard of it. I really don't understand what it's all about. And I know you talked about it last week here. So briefly, tell me what it is and who you primarily coach. Are you working with other coaches primarily? Coaching, you're the coach's coach.
I primarily
coach, right?
teach.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes called the coach's coach. I primarily teach professional experienced coaches in my classes of how to use the empowerment dynamic as one of their primary tools in their toolkit of their various coaching frameworks and techniques and tips. So what it is that in psychiatric nursing, I had heard of the drama triangle. It's called the Cartman drama triangle, who's a psychiatrist in the Bay Area who's still alive and part of the Eric Byrne, I'm okay, you're okay movement in the late 60s, early 70s. And I bet you've heard of that book and of the Eric Byrne work around, they named what are the three primary ways that are really archetypal that we human beings take on roles, personas, if you wish, of how we react when we're in a situation that's stressful, we don't like something and we don't want it. We want to get away from it. And what they named are the three primary roles is we feel like a victim. We're powerless to what just happened. That's the heart of the drama triangle. But also, when we feel that way, then there's a persecutor, the problem, the event or person that is, in our judgment, is causing us to feel like a victim. And when that dynamic is set up, Dr. Cartman said, a third role always shows up. That's the one of the rescuer, the one that is sometimes called the hero, that says, oh, let me help you two in your conflict. Let me be pleasing and offer suggestions. Actually, let me even fix this for you too. And that, those three roles, because we call them roles because it's not who we are. The reactive behaviors in response to the anxiety we're feeling about something out there that we have labeled as not right. We don't like it. And so in getting to know David Emerald, who is the author of The Power of TED. So
right.
TED stands for the empowerment dynamic, and it's the opposite triangle to Dr. Cartman's triangle. David said, it's been so helpful to identify these three roles when I get upset, when I see something I don't like. But what's the better part of us? We also have a part of us that is very empowering, our ability to choose and create what we want. And that's what he named in that second triangle. And that's what we call the empowerment dynamic, or TED. And
okay.
So Dave and I's work together now for 20 years has been to bring the empowerment dynamic to life, to the world, and our classes, our training, our education, our books is all under the business name, the Center for the Empowerment Dynamic. So let me stop there. In just a moment, I'd like to say more about the TED roles and what we are bringing to the world and how I use those two triangles in the coaching. But what comes up for you when you hear this drama triangle? Do you ever see yourself in those reactive roles?
I'm sure I do, you know, at times, but at the moment, I'm not sure what role I would find myself in. I don't have an answer for that.
Well, very likely this isn't a stressful situation. This is your good work. You feel very comfortable here. But it's so normal. We all get triggered by little things, traffic, whatnot. But there's also big things in our life where we feel powerless. And our work is about how do we help people recognize all of the attributes they have and to do more of the good parts of their life, their gifts, their skills, their choices. And this is where the empowerment dynamic is such a helpful tool to help people recognize those better angels, that better part of us.
I know you coach coaches. Let me ask you a question. You work with them. I would presume it's all virtual or there's some in person. But what would bring a coach who's already working in the field? Obviously, you know, maybe they have a lot of clients who work with them. What would cause them to want to come and learn about this? How do you answer that?
Yeah, Doug, that's a great question. Well, over the years in reading the books, people come to us and say, help me understand these dynamics so I can use them in my own life and with my clients. Because what happens is that it accelerates our ability to self-observe and name what just happened if we get upset or we get reactive. And as a coach, I want to know more how to help people see themselves in that drama triangle and then how to shift, how to make a choice to get out of that triangle into the more empowering dynamic triangle. And so just really quick, what this is, David named, and we bring to the coaching world, is the opposite of the victim in us, is that we are a creator. Not the creator, but a creator. We have the capacity to create and choose what we want, irrespective of what's going on out there in the world that we don't like. We still can choose. And he said the opposite or the antidote to the persecutor, where we look at and blame, we can challenge. We can challenge ourselves to step up and grow. We can be a challenger, a truth teller about what's actually going on and not blame, but rather challenge and build up, invite people to grow. And then the opposite or the antidote to the rescuer is to learn to coach and not necessarily be a professional coach at all, but the part of us that is a coach where we learn to ask great questions and inquire about what another might do for themselves, help them see something new and different. But a coach always leaves the power with the other person. You know, when we fall into rescuing and pleasing, we lean in and say, oh, let me do this for you, which unfortunately unknowingly disempowers the other person when we step in and become overly helpful. So to answer your question, these two triangles, the downward focusing drama triangle or victim triangle and the upward creator, challenger, coach, coaches have discovered that it really helps accelerate the ability to see what just happened or what's going on in the moment and then choose, okay, now I see what's happening. Where do I want to go? Which triangle do I want to be in? So that's why people call us and say, I want to learn more about this because things are so fast these days. We've got to have tools that help people see sooner so they can choose faster.
And how long does it take for these coaches to grasp this and understand it fully enough so they can use it in their coaching practices? I mean, does it take you a while to teach it to them or what?
Another great question. So my classes are usually 10 weeks. We meet every week on Zoom. But here's what coaches tell us and why they reach out and want to learn a little bit more is that when they explain these dynamics to their clients, in 5-10 minutes, people immediately get it. And why is that? I believe over these years of working with this, clients get it so fast because they're archetypal. It's the human condition, so to speak. We all resonate with these parts of us that go reactive and these parts of us that are empowering. And so normalizing and naming something that is rather complex, but yet these two triangles and these sets of roles can make them simple, not easy, but can help simplify a very complex human dynamic. So it's anywhere from 10 minutes in my our clients go, oh my gosh, this is so helpful to help me see this. But then coaches, as we are, we're learners, we want to know more about what is the complexity underneath this simplicity. So that's a lifetime actually of unfolding, of continuing to learn, you know, who we are as human beings and how do we make meaning and how do we expand and unfold. It's kind of a spiral because once we do expand and unfold, then we see something new again in a way that we hadn't seen before. So I'm not sure there's, to answer your question, a destination of mastering the work. But I think that it does it accelerates our ability to see new.
That sounds fascinating. Obviously, you may help change the way these coaches coach. I presume you do. Is that right?
Well, I guess that would be the outcome I'd like to do this work. And from the feedback we get, it changes from being more transactional coaching, where you're simply coaching around a problem or you want to help them just get something done, finish a resume or whatnot, which is excellent coaching and is very important. Our work is more about transformational coaching where people really change and they're different. They're a more expanded repertoire of who they are as coaches, as well as their clients become more expansive about the way they meet the world, the way they are in relationships. So that's a beautiful thing when you can see that that growth.
No, no kidding. Listen, we were talking about David Emerald's book, The Power of TED, which goes into this subject in detail. But you wrote a book yourself, and it came out a year or so ago. Let me ask you about it. It's called Who Do You Want to Be on the Way to What You Want? Very interesting title. What does that deal with? Tell me about it.
Yes. Well, thank you. And David's book came out in 2006, and it's a fable. It's a quick read, 4 or 5 hours at the max, and it's a story about David getting to know this sage-like fella called Ted, the empowerment dynamic, walking on the beach. And it's just such a great, quick story about these frameworks. So what I wanted to do as a professional coach, I wanted to write a story about a master coach who's coaching a very headstrong client who's head of a large company, and to hear how the coach, Sophia is her name in my story, coaches a client with these frameworks. So not only does the story teach a coach who is reading this book more in-depth about the framework, the details of the empowerment dynamic framework, but it also hears how a coach shares it and with some simplicity client. And then I would add, I added in the dialogue how the coach is managing her own thoughts when she might get triggered, or how does she work in the middle of the coaching conversation with her client? How does she coach herself to stay calm and be present to her client? So that's why I named it, Who Do You Want to Be on the Way to What You Want? And I'm really pleased with the way it came out, with helping coaches self-observe as they coach and coach with the empowerment dynamic framework.
Had you ever thought of writing a book before? Probably was not in your wildest dreams. Would that be right, early on?
Well, that's interesting. Well, I got into coaching in 2000, and I hearkened back to my years in politics. And I wanted to write about how would we coach a whole new generation of conscious political leaders who might want to be different in the way they relate to themselves and others in the political world. I left politics because it became so divisive and polarizing. I joked, you know, it was postpartisan depression that I went through, not liking this partisan nature. And so I wrote a book in 2004 called The Politics of Hope, with the idea of what are the characteristics of our new political leaders. And, you know, maybe it was before our time, because I'm not so sure it was that impactful. We have certainly seen things become even more divisive. But I do hold out that we're moving through an era.
Things haven't changed.
This is my second book.
good treat. Did you find it hard to write, by the way? We have a lot of writers who listen to us. Tell me about that, your writing process of doing the book.
Yes, well, thank you. It was hard to get the core idea. What's the one big idea that I want to write about? And that was very challenging. I did not see myself as a writer. Matter of fact, it was difficult reading as a young child. But as I continued to reflect upon it, what is the message, what is the one idea I really want to get across, and as I honed that in, and you know, you hire an editor and you pay an editor every month, you get in gear, you start saying maybe I really actually do want to do this, and so I created a pretty structured morning writing process to write a certain amount of words every day, 5 days out of seven a week, and that helped a lot. So it's a great question. Everybody has their own structure. But out of that then became writing a blog. So every Friday we have a blog that people could go to our website, theempowermentdynamic.com, and that familiar little pop-up will come up that you could subscribe to our blog. So every Friday you write about 600 words about how to shift from drama to empowerment, how to move out of the drama triangle and live more fully into the empowerment dynamic. And so out of that writing structure, Doug, became a regular process now. So I write about every other morning for at least an hour or two, and out of that comes the blogs. And so out of that came my second book, Who Do You Want to Be on the Way to What You Want?
How about that? That's amazing. Do you get a lot of comments and reaction to the blogs? I've often wondered about that. Do people get in touch with you, or do you hear from them?
We do, and we have about 12,000 that are signed up for our weekly blog, and we have about a 50% open rate, which is pretty high. And we do get notes, and we have regular readers for sure, and it's gratifying to hear that the comments and the ideas about how to catch yourself in the drama and how to shift to empowerment has taken hold, and we have quite a few new signups every week, and it's very gratifying. Thank you for asking.
Well, you've got an interesting career going for you as a writer in addition to as a coach's coach. What goes on, by the way, at the Center for the Empowerment Dynamic? Do clients mm-hmm. come there ever at all, or is it?
Well, we did. We mainly traveled. David and I would put on trainings, workshops, and when the pandemic hit, like so many, we have been primarily now teaching and facilitating on Zoom. So I have coaching classes. David does more of the training, especially inside companies. One of the things that's very fascinating, Doug, is how much we had CEOs read his original book, The Power of TED, and said, this book changed the way I look at myself, the way I see my
wow.
team and some of my direct reports. Can you come and teach my whole team the ideas around catching ourselves in this reactivity? How do we each do that? And we share as a team. And then how do we choose together the outcomes we want and the empowerment and live more fully in the empowerment dynamic? So what happened was more and more companies are using this framework as a team development tool, even as a cultural development tool. We have two or three really large hospitals that are using the framework to do a cultural change model. You know, so we offer coaching classes. We offer certification to be trainers with this framework, and we do consulting and team development. Most of that is online, but certainly custom programs and travel some. And we have a training network. Oh, my goodness. One of the most important things is we have certified coaches, and then we also have about 125 people that have been certified to be trainers of this work. And then they're delivering the work out as consultants, coaches, trainers, and educators out into the world. So we work very hard to stay in touch with that training network.
You have really created quite something here. I would imagine it's gotten a little bit bigger than you might have thought it was going to be in the beginning. Am I right?
Well, that's another very insightful question, Doug. Dave and I often joke that we had no idea that his little book would become life's work. And we say our business strategy has been to follow the breadcrumbs. And, you know, as people would call and we'd sell two or three books on Amazon, and then we'd sell 25, and then we'd sell 100. And now, you know, 17, 18 years later, we sell hundreds, even thousand books a month.
Right.
And
wow.
So why is that? And I think what has happened is that the journey from the empowerment dynamic and seeing ourselves stuck and feeling anxious and a victim to what's going out there in the world has really named in a very universal way what hundreds of thousands, millions of people are feeling. And when you can name that and normalize it and say, you know, you're not alone. This is a human condition, but we don't have to stay there. And so where is it we want to go? And our intellectual property, the empowerment dynamic, the new triangle of creator, challenger, coach, is this place where they can go. And now it feels attainable. It feels hopeful. Ah, tell me more about that. How do I make that journey? It's not an overnight journey, you know. It takes a while to be able to self-observe the moment you're triggered, be able to calm yourself, and have some tools to know how to move into the empowerment dynamic. So people just kept calling us and saying, hey, do you have trainings? No, but then we created one. Then we had a few more, and it did grow without us having a really strategic plan. And, you know, that's both the fun and the beauty, and it's also shocking sometimes to see how it's grown.
Golly, you must be very proud for what you've done. I mean, it's interesting that what you do and what you teach is not just for coaches, but business executives get a lot out of it as well. I mean, and many others, I gather, well, from other walks of life,
many,
right?
Many others. I would say
yeah.
The Power of TED is really a personal development, that short story. Families are reading it together. It's really a relationship with myself. When do I persecute myself? Then how do I rescue myself with a glass of wine, a chocolate chip cookie? What kind of victim story do I have going on? See, these triangles, Doug, go on inside of us as well as outside of us.
It sounds great. What a story you have to tell. I wish we had more time. We've run out of time. We've been talking to Donna Zajan. She is based out in Seattle. I haven't mentioned, but let me point out, you have a really great website where people can learn about what you do and learn how to get in touch with you. And the website, it's very simple. It's called simply thepowerofted.com. If you go there,
yes,
you'll find out how to get in touch with Donna, and you'll learn all about what she teaches there. Donna,
also theempowermentdynamic.com, theempowermentdynamic.com. So both of those addresses will get us to us, and look forward to hearing from your listeners.
Good enough. Donna, thank you. I wish you had more time. Have a great day now. Thank you, my dear, for being our guest. Okay? We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We sure do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, bye.